City go into this afternoon's game off the back of their best start to a league season in ages. 5 wins, 4 draws and only 1 defeat in the first 10 games has them 6th in the table. Not too shabby by anyone's standards. Manager Carl Healy says they have far greater strength in depth this season, so won't be naming himself on the bench anytime soon.
I've probably made 1 or 2 appearances, and but you know I can't do it anymore. And it's about getting strength in depth to have any kind of chance, and it's something we've had to build for a couple of years now. But we've finally got the strength in depth. All we need now is a little bit of fortune without picking too many injuries and illnesses up, and we'll be fine.
One player who's had more than his fair share of injuries is Shabir Khan. He's hardly played in the past 2 years, and then, after a really strong return to first-team action this season, he picked up another knock. Here's the City assistant manager, Matt Gardner.
He's good to have him back and around. He's popular with the lads, and he's done brilliant. I mean, I think, you know, even for the fans to see a local Worcester lad come back, and you've got to say credit to him to fight back from that injury, because even last season when he went out on loan, people were saying, I'm not quite sure he's going to come back. And he said, you know, but basically he's gone against all of that kind of thoughts of whether he can do it, and he's come back and done excellent for us. So he's going to be a big part this year.
With 42 league games, the FA Cup and the FA Trophy, as well as the County Cup, it's pretty full on for City's relatively small squad. Cole Healy is well aware of the need to tailor training sessions accordingly, especially for players like Shabir Khan, who are on their way back from a long layoff.
I've said to Shab a few times, and some of the other boys, you know, if it's better for me if you take a night off if you're feeling a little bit tired or fatigued and be available for the games. But that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. You know, they're young lads, they want to play all the time, and they don't want to miss a training session. And I was exactly the same when I was still lucky enough to be young enough to play, so I can't criticise them there. But it's a learning curve, and sometimes you don't realise until you're in your mid-30s that having a night off sometimes is good for you.
Among those players who have particularly caught the eye this season is frontman Michael Taylor, who burst onto the scene towards the end of last year. Matt Gardner says so far there have been no signs of the second-seasonitis that can so often affect talented youngsters.
Danny and Michael said have been brilliant, but Michael, when he's come on, he got that goal against Corby. You know, he looked good when he came against Gainsborough. His attitude's been spot on, as has all the lads, to be honest. I mean, any of the bench or the lads that have been left out, they're all prepared and they want to play. And I think that comes back to the squad, Trevor. This time last year, no respect to the lads, but you're looking around for changes. But, you know, you've got a full bench now from Matt Sargent, Lee Ayres, Matt Burley, Jay Denny, Matt Breeze. You know, don't want to leave anybody out. You know, that you can all put them on and play, and Michael falls into that category. You know, he's a game changer. But the good thing about him, he wants to start and he wants to push him all the way, which is going to be good for us and good for the squad.